Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Knowing the Real God by Dr. Telva Miller was inspired by the struggles Dr. Miller and her husband endured. She says she knew that she was called by God, however, did not realize the struggles were allowed by God. Her book allows people to see her walk, struggles, and pain that she endured because of being called. Her story allows the world to see that if God called you to do it, well, then hold on, because he will bring you through it. Dr. Miller is a nursing educator, currently the dean for Riggs College of Allied Health and CEO of Miller's Nursing Review. And Dr. Telva Miller, author of the life-changing Knowing the Real God, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Miller, welcome to the program. Pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm super excited.
It is our pleasure, and it's so interesting that this book is helping so many people see what you've gone through that can relate to circumstances in their lives. Let's talk about your decision to write the book. Tell me about the thought process, and was it difficult maybe going, exposing your life in the book to help other people?
Sure. There was actually a prompting that I received from God, and now, because of my walk, I know when I'm getting or receiving promptings from him. So it was a strong impression for me to move forward with writing the book. Was it a struggle? Yes. Because I knew that I would be exposing a lot of personal issues that my husband and I had endured. So there was a little bit of transition, but then I started, and I just started to write daily. And before I knew it, I had a book.
Why is this book so important to you? And it sounds like it is when you decided to go ahead and write, and the time you spent writing. First of all, why was it so important for you to do? What do you hope the takeaway is as people read Knowing the Real God?
I want people to understand that there are struggles. And just because we have, may or may not have a walk with God, does not mean that we are exempt from those struggles and those troubles. So I wanted, through my personal walk, for others to see these are some of the things that I've endured, but because I did held on, I knew that I would have a different outcome. And that was very difficult to do. I'm going to be very transparent, because there were many days where I wanted to just give up because it was hard. But I said, no, I'm not going to give up. I know that you're there. So I was very persistent, and I continued.
You bring that up so well in the book, Knowing the Real God. Dr. Telva Miller is our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to go back and talk about that for a second. How difficult was it for you to hold on and to realize there is an end in sight, there's a reason for all this, and we will get through it? How difficult was that for you to get that to that realization?
Very, very difficult. My husband became extremely angry through the process, because he saw me as one who, I was in church every Sunday. I studied, I read, I listened to sermons. So it was very difficult for him to watch me go through so much hurt and pain. And in fact, there were times when he would ask me, where's God? Why? If he's real, why is he allowing all of this to happen to you? So I figured if my own husband would question the journey, how much more would others also question it?
The book is Knowing the Real God. Dr. Telva Miller is our guest, T-E-L-V-A, book available at all of the usual places. In the book, you use a number of scriptures to make the point that you're presenting to the reader. How did you choose these, and why did you choose scriptures?
Because they were particularly related to my particular situation or my pain. And I wanted people to see that I am not making this up. These are biblically written scriptures. And they were scriptures that I would quote, or scriptures that would help me get from 1 hour, literally, to the next hour. So I wanted them to know that, or various people to know that, this is not something that I made up. These are scriptures that literally came from the Bible.
How did you survive the, not just emotional, but psychological pain that you went through? How did you do that?
Oh, I cried, and I prayed, and then I would cry, and I would pray daily. That became my walk. And just when I thought things were going to turn around, I'd have another setback, but I endured, and I just believed. I cried out to God, and I said, I know that you are real. I am not moving. I know that you are there. As painful as this may be, I'm not giving up.
Endured, you've said that word several times. Is that one of the key words that people should take out of this? As you go through this, it's a process of enduring and getting through it, isn't it?
Absolutely, because it's not something that may go away in a day or a week, or it takes time. And that's why the stamina and the endurance is essential, because if you're looking for an immediate response, then you'll be disappointed. But daily I would get up thinking, okay, is this the day? When that particular prayer was not answered or the situation didn't change, I'd go to bed, wake up, and looking every day until I saw a change. So endurance is absolutely equivalent to this particular situation,
yes,
or my particular situation.
You know, as you're going through this, you're sorting out your emotions, your pain, trying to make sense of all of this and to get through it. At the same time, you've got relationships with your spouse and with your children. What effect did all of this have on those relationships?
I'll be very transparent. My husband and my children was like, if this is what following God is like, no, I don't want it. But I said to them repeatedly, don't be too judgmental. Just wait with me. It's going to turn around. I know it's going to turn around. And after things started to turn around, guess what? My children have become avid followers. My husband has released his anger. There's no more anger there, because he realizes that it was something that I had to push my way through.
The book is Knowing the Real God by Dr. Telva Miller, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Remind you, the YouTube version of this is on YouTube. You'll find it just Googling it. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us videos, and you will find the video there as well. Talk about how you came to trust God. Was this something from childhood, or how did this evolve?
I remember where my trust started to really prevail in God. Yes, I was raised in the church, so church has always been a very important part of my childhood and my adult life. But then I started experiencing some things like the hurricane and the loss of my home. And so then I would read and inspirational books such as Joyce Myers and others, just for inspiration and hope outside of the Bible. And when I learned to develop the trust, I became very aggressive with asking and staying. And when I started to see little things that happened, and then, of course, the stronger my walk became, I started asking for bigger things, such as healing and others and restoration and finances and so forth and so on.
How do you communicate with God? How people sometimes say, I hear people communicating with God, but I don't know how to go about doing that. How did you communicate?
I have a daily routine where I get up every morning and I go downstairs to my table and I pray and I listen to worship music and I read, or I'm listening to some audio inspirational speaker. That has definitely elevated my faith. And so now I just feel like the sky is the limit. And if you don't mind, I'm going to share just recently, about 2 weeks ago, I have a 2-year-old granddaughter, and she fell 2 stories down.
Wow.
From my top, my second floor down to the first floor on hard concrete.
Wow.
We took her to the hospital. Her lips started to turn a little blue. They literally told my daughter and my son-in-law that we should have been preparing for a funeral. They did all kinds of x-rays, CT scans. She's perfectly not a broken bone, not you would never know that she's experienced that trauma.
I'm so glad to hear that. What an amazing story. And if people are listening or reading the book and thinking, I really want to open my arms, my mind to what Dr. Miller is talking about, I want to go back to this trust for a few seconds. How long did it take you, the trust process? It's not like I went to bed tonight one evening and thought, but the next morning I get up, I'm going to be trusting. I at least I don't think so. What was that evolution like to get to the point of trust?
When I started recognizing that God was literally speaking to me, and I'll use a quick example. I was trying to get a contract with a company, and I would call and call and call, and no one would respond to my call. And I said, I know I heard God tell me to do this. So I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get up. I went up, got up that morning, did my Bible time. While I was doing my Bible time, I heard. And the hearing is an impression. It's a thought that you know there's no way that could have come from me. I had just picked out a pair of pants and a shirt to go meet with this, to see if I can get in touch with someone to help me with this contract. And then I heard that prompting said, go put on a suit. I went back to my closet, pulled out a suit. Well, I went up to the hospital, met with someone that I knew who ended up taking me to the CNO of that hospital, and I walked out that day with a contract. So the trusting has come from me stepping and doing something. I can sit and say, I trust, I trust, I trust, but there's a scripture that says faith without action is dead. So whatever it is you trust, you do. And once you step and you start to see his hand, that's where your trust begins to prevail.
Dr. Telva Miller is our guest on the program. The book is Knowing the Real God. You'll find it at Amazon, all of the usual places. You touched on this when you were talking about your granddaughter a short while ago. What's your faith been like? What's your journey been like after the book? That certainly was an experience that it just an amazing conclusion to what could have been a total tragedy.
I'm seeing more miracles now. So I'm on another level, and so God continues to show me his hand now in different ways, i.e. what I just experienced with my granddaughter. And just yesterday, my 19-year-old fell and hit her head on the wall and had to rush her to the hospital, and we found out she has an irregular heart rate. So the fall led to us, or the unveiling,
yes,
of an underlying issue that we didn't even know that was there.
What's it been like writing the book? I don't want to talk about the message for listeners, but I want to talk about the journey that you were on. Did it help solidify your trust, your faith, by taking the time to write the book? And it sounds like it was a possible arduous project from time to time to share your story. But talk about that. Did that strengthen your faith as well?
Absolutely. 100%. My faith is on a completely different level, and I am enjoying this journey, and I look forward to see what God is going to do as he continues to work through me with this process.
You talked about communicating with God. I want to go back to that for just a second. You set aside some time during the day for quiet reflection. Is that the best way to go about this, just where you block out everything going on in life? And it sounds like you've got an incredibly hectic life and a family very active. Is that the best way to do that, sort of go into a reflective, almost isolation mode, so that you can concentrate and focus on that communication?
Absolutely, because everything else becomes a distraction.
Yes.
So I
yes.
have to have that quiet time. And my quiet time might be at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, where everyone else is asleep. I can focus. If I have noise or any type of distractions, then it won't work for me. I have to close the book and just say, okay, it didn't work today. So everyone has to find the time that works best for them. Whatever that might be, it may be in the evening after work. It may be on the drive home from work. I listen to gospel music on my way home from work. So everyone needs to identify what that quiet time looks like for them and capitalize on that.
Are there times when we probably have messages, but we really don't pay attention to them? You're talking about as you're ready to go for the business meeting and you have this this almost voice saying, you know, put on a suit. And it turned out that was what you should have done, and it paid with very positive consequences. Do we not know sometimes when there's communication because we just don't pay attention to it?
That's absolutely correct. If you aren't recognizing it, then you can think, oh, you know, that wasn't anything. I must have that thought come from. So if it's not something that you are in tune to, it's certainly something that can be easily dismissed.
What do you hope the message is that people take away from your reading your book, Knowing the Real God? And it's probably, depending on the individual, they may take a different message away. But overall, what do you hope the takeaway is?
I would love for everyone to know that no one is exempt from trials. People are quick to dismiss, well, if he's really real, why is my child sick? That's a trillion-dollar question. I only know that we live in a very fallen world and that we are all exempt to trials, but I need them to know if they continue. The faith is the operative word. That is what connects you to what you're sitting on and believing what you hope to happen, whatever that situation is. So it's definitely faith.
Dr. Telva Miller, author of the book, Knowing the Real God. A few minutes left in the program. Book, by the way, available at Amazon, all of the usual places. We'll go through that. And we'll have a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. An excellent job in writing this book. Are you working on, like, Part B or another book?
I have received that prompting, and it's been verified by several different people. So, yes, there is going to be a second book. It's going to be a little differently than the setup of this one, but there definitely is going to be a second book.
What's it been like writing this book, especially when you know and probably get feedback that someone says, I read the book and it really was life-altering for me. I needed your book to get me through a tough patch in my life. And probably people reading the book and helped by it that you won't know anything about because they bought the book thousands of miles away. What's it like to be able to reach out and to touch people? Is that part of your mission here in life?
It is. I want to help as many people as I can, near or far. But I was very transparent in the book and letting them know this is a process. But I love that this book is changing the lives of so many different people.
Were you led, do you think, to write this book?
Oh, I absolutely was. I absolutely, without equivocation, was led to write this book.
What's the reaction of family and friends that you're a published author and you've taken your stories, your ups, your downs, and using those to help other people?
Well, I've always been a little unorthodox. When it comes to my siblings and my other fit, I can probably guarantee you maybe a couple of them have read the book because they're that close to me, so they don't feel like they need to read the book, but if I can be honest, but I just enjoy sharing the lives of others, whether they're family or others.
Yeah, probably family members know the story and know the deep faith that you have and how that gets you through all the ups and downs of life. And with all this knowledge, the peace that you have where you are in life, you still go through downs, I'm sure, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. I'm in a world just like the next person. So I still have struggles, but I use the struggles that I have endured. And that has helped me to catapult my faith. So I'm just on a different level. There's nothing that I won't believe that God will do if you believe.
And I thought that was important for you to emphasize because sometimes you think that, okay, once you you understand all of this, life is fine and nothing ever happens. You just deal with it better, don't you, when you have this understanding that in the communication.
Absolutely.
I mentioned Amazon, the usual places. Where would you recommend people go to pick up a copy of Knowing the Real God?
Let's see. It's Amazon and Books A Million also has it, so they can go in person. Target has the book as well. They can go into Target stores and pick it up. Those are the three main locations.
And all this information on our website. So you can, it's an excuse to go into Target. You can buy a book and pick up something else while you're in there. We're always looking for reasons to stop by Target. The book there and Books A Million that Dr. Miller mentioned. And of course, Amazon. And all this is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program, sharing your story, helping other people. The book is Knowing the Real God. When do you think the next book will be available? Any idea?
Oh, I need to be a little bit more persistent with writing, but I am hoping within the next 6 months or so. I should have another one.
No pressure. I was just asking so people will have some idea to check and see the progress of that. And hopefully we can talk about that book as well. It's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for sharing your story and helping so many people.
Thank you for providing me the opportunity to share my story. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It's been our pleasure with Dr. Telva Miller. The book is Knowing the Real God. You'll find it again, Amazon, the usual places. Link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.